Many schools are reopening next week, including a private academy in Sanford run by a church that has an outbreak of COVID-19. The leader of that church also presided over a wedding in Millinocket that is now linked to a 144-case outbreak of the disease. In recent church services, Pastor Todd Bell has railed against safety precautions, raising concerns among some in Sanford that his school will flout guidelines and put the community at risk for further spread of the virus. Patty White has our story.
Last Sunday's services at the Calvary Baptist Church in Sanford began with hymns. In a video that was posted online from the evening service, nearly two dozen choir members file onto a stage unmasked, stand shoulder to shoulder, and sing.
That's some good congregational singing. I'm encouraged by that. The choir, we're off a little bit in numbers, but it's just a wonderful sound.
After his praise, Pastor Todd Bell then turned his attention to the criticism he faced for holding in-person services the day after the Maine Center for Disease Control announced it was investigating an outbreak of 5 cases at his church. That number has since doubled to 10.
But we go on. We go on with courage and boldness through the help of the Lord. What's not being reported is those that were COVID positive are finished quarantine and in church tonight. Isn't that the way it's supposed to be? In church tonight.
Bell has also come under scrutiny for officiating a wedding in Millinocket that sparked the state's largest outbreak to date of COVID-19. It's now linked to 144 cases, 2 deaths, an outbreak at a nursing home in Madison, and another at the York County Jail. The Maine CDC is still investigating whether the cases at the Calvary Baptist Church are linked to the wedding. But Bell acknowledged in his Sunday morning service that 6 families went to the ceremony. He lamented to his congregation that the word investigate is being associated with the church and criticized the state for telling people what to do. Government is not the answer, Bell said. God is the answer.
As I said on a Zoom call Friday with all of the CDC head and Dr. Shaw, you're looking at a liberty lover. I love liberty. And I want the people of God to enjoy liberty.
If people want to wear a mask, he told the congregation, wear a mask. But he told them using one was like trying to keep out a mosquito with a chain-link fence. Bell also complained that a socialist platform is dictating when kids can go to school. The church's school, Sanford Christian Academy, starts September 8th. The more than 70 students enrolled, Bell said, will attend 5 days a week, and all sports are a go.
And we're just going to go on with things. We're not going to be ruled by fear. We're going to be governed by faith. Can somebody give me an amen?
The pastor's comments are raising concerns in a community already reeling from an uptick in cases, says Sanford City Councilor Maura Herlihy.
The school is located in a very dense part of our community. The students come from different towns. They don't just come from Sanford. With the school starting and the fact that the pastor doesn't seem to want to work with the state of Maine and the CDC to keep things safe, what's the potential impact of an outbreak at the school should it occur?
Herlihy says that the Sanford police had to contact the church earlier this spring for conducting services in violation of CDC guidelines. If the school flouts safety protocols, she's not sure to what extent the city can intervene.
In all honesty, if the Sanford Christian Academy and Calvary Baptist are not working with the CDC, they're not going to work with the city of Sanford.
At a news briefing Thursday, CDC Director Dr. Nirav Shah said his agency has been communicating with Pastor Bell about its expectations for compliance with safety protocols.
But we also need to make sure that it's more than just communication we're having. We need to make sure that the communication is coupled with responsive action.
Shaw stressed that his agency's goal is to work with organizations. But if safety protocols aren't followed, he said, the Department of Health and Human Services or the Attorney General's office can intervene for violating the state's executive order. As doubts have been raised in the community about Sanford Christian Academy's commitment to preventing COVID-19, another private religious school less than half a mile away has embraced precautions. Martin McKeon is the interim principal at St. Thomas School.
St. Thomas School is a parish school that serves our cluster of Catholic churches.
McKeon says St. Thomas is requiring all students to wear masks. It's capped enrollment to allow for physical distancing. It's at least doubled its cleaning expenses. and it's using a cohort system for students. He says the school is following CDC guidelines to a T.
The CDC guidelines are what is in the best interest of children and families anyway, and that's what we would want to be doing.
When asked for his response to Pastor Todd Bell's defiant stance against CDC recommendations, McKeon would only say,
I'm not going to comment on them. I pray for them.
Sanford Christian Academy did not respond to multiple requests for comment. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.